the schar of the Akedah is something that Chazal tell us that we still eat today. We're still alive today, and especially, it's always true, whatever's going on with Klal Yisrael, that we need the schus of the Akedah. And we tap into the schus of the Akedah at every opportunity that we have at Yom Noroim. And when you get to the story of the Akedah, it's always worthwhile to invest a little bit more to understand what exactly we're tapping into. So the story starts, Vayhi achar advarim ha'ele, after these words, Va'alokim niso es Avram, and Hashem tested Avram. So whenever the pasuk says Vayhi achar advarim ha'ele, so Chazal are always going to pick up on, there must have been a dvarim, there must have been a conversation before this episode, that it's worthwhile to know what conversation triggered this episode. So Rashi brings two pshatim. Rashi brings one pshat, there was a conversation between the Satan and the Rabboni Shel Olam. And the second pshat that Rashi brings says the following. V'yesh omrim, achar dvarav shel Yishmol. There's a discussion between Yishmol and Yitzchak. So after the words of Yishmol, shehayim mispar al Yitzchak, he was holding himself in higher regard. He was glorifying himself over Yitzchak. Shemal ben Yud Gimel Shana v'lomicha. Because Yishmol had a bris mila when he was 13 years old. And he had das. He had the ability to refuse. And he didn't refuse. Amar lo Yitzchak. So Yitzchak, all he had was words. He couldn't disprove. He couldn't show that he was better than Yishmol in that regard. All he had was words. He had dvarim. So Yitzchak shared with Yishmol, he responded with Dvarim. He said, Be'ever echor atam yarein. He said, with one part of your body, you have Yiras Shamayim. Ilu omer li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzmecho lefonai. Had Hashem told me that I should sacrifice myself to Him, lo ha'isi ma'akir, I would not have refused. So that's why Yihi achar advarim ha'ila. After those words, after the words of Yitzchak, that Yitzchak claimed that he would be willing to sacrifice himself to show up, to one up Yishmol. Ve'alokim, and then Hashem decided, let's go. Kilu, I'll call you bluff. Let's see if you can put your money where your mouth is. The Medrash says that pshat, and the Medrash also says another pshat. The Medrash says, it's the first pshat in the Medrash. The Osa Shah Amr Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't say he was willing to sacrifice himself. The Medrash has another version. At that time, Yitzchak said, Halavai haya nigla alai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem would reveal Himself to us right now, the Omer li she'eftoch echor me'evarai, and He would tell me, cut off any one of your additional limbs. Velo e'akid, I would not refuse. You have two pshatim in the Medrash. One is that he would be willing to sacrifice himself, give his life. And the second shot in the Medrash, he wasn't willing to give his life. He said, I'll give one of my limbs, my arm, my leg, but not his life. What's the machlokas? What's the two pshatim? And even more than that, what's Yitzchak trying to prove? The Bris Mila was about bloodshed. Bris Mila was about pain. Bris Mila was a mitzvah. Hashem gave a mitzvah to have a Bris Mila. So Yishmol, we know, we don't need to prove. He wasn't working with all his cards. He wasn't 100% in the head. So Yishmol decided, oh wow, look at me. I was able to cause myself pain at the age of 13. Why is Yitzchak buying into this conversation? Bris Mila has nothing to do with pain. Bris Mila is the greatest simcha. When we talk about simcha and sasa nochi and Sason, that's Bris Mila. Bris Mila is the greatest yontif, it's the greatest joy, it's the greatest celebration. It's not pain. Well, why is Yitzchak buying into this conversation? It's not just Yitzchak. At the end of the Akedah, when all was said and done, and you know, quote unquote, it wasn't a successful Akedah, Hashem backed out. But Yomer, the Malach said to Avram, Al tishlach yodcho el hanar. Don't harm the boy. his arm was raised up with the butcher knife, and the Malach said, "Don't go forward." Va'al ta'as lo me'uma, and don't do for him a me'uma. So you said that already. You said, "Al tishloch yodcha el anar." What's al ta'as lo me'uma? Says Rashi, al ta'as lo me'uma means, Amr lo, Avram said to the Malach, "Im ken, if you're telling me not to sacrifice, not to kill my child, l'chinam bosi l'kan, I came here for no reason. Ese bo chavola, let me, a little slice. Let me give a little, you know, just to cut a little bit. Ve'otzi mimenu ma'adam, a little blood. Let me take out a little blood." Amr lo, the Malach responded, "Al ta'as lo me'uma, leave the kid alone. Leave the poor kid alone." But you see, by Avram, it wasn't just Yitzchak bought into this argument of Yishmael. You see, by Avram also, like bloodthirsty. Yishmael's praising himself, "I was willing to hurt myself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I could have refused, but I went under the knife." And now Yitzchak's proving, he's outdoing him, "I would have gone under the knife much bigger." And Avram is to the point that he's also bloodthirsty. "A little slice. Let me draw a little blood." What's the machlokis, Yitzchak and Yishmael? What's the premise? What's the hashkafa? What's the attitude? What are they driving at? So, we say, hafoch bo, hafoch bo, dekulei bo. You have to Torah, you have to turn it around and turn it around. Hafoch ba, turn it around and around. The kulei ba, everything's there. Everything from A to Z, from the beginning to the end, from philosophy to biology, everything's there. Everything's there, but you need to hafoch ba, because kulei is ba. And I don't understand people, they waste their time. I was going to say spend, it's the wrong word. They waste their time trying to prove Hashem is true, Hashem is real, Torah is true. You need proofs for Torah. You don't need proofs. Learn a little. Hafoch ba, and you'll see the kulei ba. Everything's there. You learn a little bit and you see, it's all there. And if it's all there, that means it's not man-made. If it's all there, it means that somebody wrote this book. Somebody gave us this book, we call it. Somebody gave us this direction in life that kulei ba, that everything's there. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar from the Tanaim, but there's nothing Tanaim, there's no Tanaim. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar written by the Zman of Tanaim, written 2,000 years ago. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, ironic. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Chamisha aser dvarim asidim bnei Yishmael lasos ba'aretz ba'acharis hayom." There's 15 things at the end of days that the people of Yishmael will do in Eretz Yisrael. It's written 2,000 years ago. It was given at Sinai. Again, when it was written, it was not when it was given. It was given at Sinai. It was written down in ink 2,000 years ago. You need a proof that Torah is real? Somebody needs a proof that the Ribbono Shel Olam is real? You're wasting your time with these proofs. Learn a little. Kulei ba, everything's there. 3,000 years ago, plus, it was told to us that at the end of days, what Yishmael is going to do, when he's going to do, how he's going to do. And after it says what he's going to do, I'm not going to read through it. Be honest with you, it's metaphoric. It's hard to understand. You try to make it practical. You think you're going to figure out when Mashiach is going to come. That's going to stay a secret. You're not going to find it out. That secret is Nistaros. That's going to stay by Hashem. But at the end of that Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, he concludes, will be a mayhem. And when Yishmael is doing those things at the end of days, Yamud Semach Ben Dov. I'm a cynical guy too. I don't believe in these false prophets. It's not false prophets. Kulei ba. Everything was given. We're not prophesizing now, Mashiach's coming. Oh, wow, mystical. You found something, you dug something up. It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And he continues, Shloshim Elchamo Shel Mehuma. Three disgusting wars. Asidim b'nei Yishmael lasos ba'aretz ba'acharis yamin. Yishmael is going to start up with Klal Yisrael in the end of days in Eretz Yisrael. Umisham, and from those wars, Ben David Yitzma, the Gula will sprout. Mashiach Ben David will come forth, what we've all been waiting for, the Kulei Bo. But when did it all start? It all started here. It all started here in the Maisa Avo Simin Laban. In this conversation between Yitzchak and Yishmael, this is when it all started. This communication, this argument, this conflict with Yitzchak and Yishmael, you at the age of 13, I at the age of 8 days, I would do more, I would do bigger, I'm willing to sacrifice more. It all started here. And nothing changed. We're holding exact same point in history. Nothing changed. I'll quote you. I wrote down the names. I don't want to say the names. They don't deserve names. These pere that by accident are Adam. It's not racist. It's not racist. It's kulei bo. It's hafoch bo de kulei bo. And it was written many thousands of years ago that these people... It's not racist. The Rabbeinu Shalom testifies. He created these people. And he said about these people, a precious son of Avram Avinu. Hard to understand how it could come from Avram Avinu. And Hagar, who herself, you don't marry Avram Avinu, you're not something also, something precious. And they had, the Rabbeinu Shalom testified somehow, a Perah who's by accident an Adam. And it says about this Perah, today, like before, nothing's changed. So one Pere, that's by accident in Adam, he leads the nation of Pere. He said to you, I quote, last week, a few days ago, he announced to his Am of Pere, we need the blood of women, children, and the elderly of Gaza so as to awaken our spirit. Same nusach. Nothing's changed. Who could shed more blood? Who could we prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam that's willing to go under the knife? The same nusach. Their language, their rhetoric hasn't changed. And another leader of the nation of Perah, he proclaimed to the world, without busha, very proud, because this is what they're proud of. We are a nation of martyrs. And we are proud to sacrifice our martyrs. We're a nation that, like they told Yitzchak many years ago, the same Nusach, we're willing to go under the knife. And you walked up to Har Moriah and you showed Avram Avinu that you also were willing to go under the knife. But you didn't shed blood. And your father said a little slice, but nothing, not a drop. And they outdo us. They started out a little, and they outdo us again and again, and time after time. Martyrs. A nation of martyrs. And the debate between Yishmael and Yitzchak, it just escalates. It continues to intensify. And in a way, if you look at it, and you ask yourself, in a way, you could believe, could bring yourself to believe that they're winning. Because their blood is more. It's like a fundraiser for yeshiva. It's, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000. The numbers are going up much faster than our numbers. Our numbers, every one is torture. Every one. You heard in the beginning of the week, it was 7 and then 9. And if it goes to double digits, if it hits 10, your heart breaks. 11, you don't want to wake up in the morning, and then it gets to 12 and 13, and it's too much already. You can't listen to these numbers, but by them, they're proud. 2,000, 5,000, raise the numbers. The bell goes off, the siren, they celebrate. 10,000, we got more. A nation of martyrs, and by us, we're losing. Everyone won. We're done. We don't want more. We don't want any more. So it looks like they're winning. Where does it come from? Very Jewish place. Because by us, Avram turned to Hashem and he said, Hashem, what's going on? He told me, shach the kid. a very Jewish place. Hashem answered very yeshivish. Hashem answered. He said, no, it's a bart. Yeshivish a bart he gave him. Yishamarti l'chokach. When I told you take the kid, lo amarti shechteyo. I never told shecht. I never said shecht. No, you weren't medayik in the Tosfos. You thought I said shecht. You read the Tosfos wrong. I said ha'aleyu le'oilo. I said ha'aleyu. I didn't say shecht. You learned the sugya wrong. Very yeshivish. Very yeshivish. A loophole. Geshmaka, a Jewish answer, Hashem said. A loophole. In Gaza, they go all out. Another martyr. More blood. They're really in it. By us, a Jewish answer. Shecht, they really mean that. The kupshat. Da-da-da. Yeshivish alumnus. Geshmak. I didn't mean it. They win it. And after all said and done, you want to see the follow-up. Yitzchak's supposed to come down the mountain. And Yitzchak's supposed to respond and go down to Yishmael and say, hey, Yishmael, Hashem told Yishmael, Shvu lechem po ima chamar, am adome lechamar, stay with the donkey over here, where you belong, he told Yishmael. And Yitzchak's supposed to come back down the mountain, and I want to see scene two. I want to see the next communication, the next conversation. I want to see how Yitzchak responds. I want to hear the yeshivish alumnus. Tell it to Yishmael. How's Yishmael going to respond to the lo amar ella hachi katani? A whole hachi katani he's going to give him now. I want to hear that next. Yitzchak nowhere to be found. Disappears. The pasuk says vayeshiv Avram el Narav. Avram went back to Yishmael and Eliezer. Where was Yitzchak? Where'd the guy go? Left him up there. He forgot the guy. He's doing his bodedus up on the mountain. Says the Targum Yonason. The Malachi Meroima, the heavenly angels, they came, Vidabru Yas Yitzchok, they grabbed Yitzchok from the altar, V'ovaluhi lebe medrisho, the Shem Rabo. They took him to the base medrish of Shem Rabo, of the great name. Says the Chizkuni in Hebrew, if it makes your life easier, Nitmon beGan Eden Gimel Shana. They took him to Gan Eden for 3 years, disappeared. What does that mean? He died? He left the world? That's martyrdom? Maybe he martyred himself. He died, he left, he's gone. He ceased to exist. He left the planet. He went to Gan Eden, he went to the yeshiva of Shmei Rab. He went to the next world, to Masifta Shel Rakia. He went to learn the base medrash upstairs. So he died. That means he died. That means he's not alive. So he also martyred himself. So okay, he didn't slice, but I don't know, maybe he choked. He could die without blood. He died without blood. So he also killed himself. So what's going on? He did die, he didn't die. And we, not by chance, not by chance, not by chance. It's a kiss, not by chance. Morning Seder in this yeshiva is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I feel bad for every guy in this yeshiva. Because any yeshiva you're going to go to afterwards, I say this with the highest respect of every yeshiva, it's hard to find another yeshiva that's pumping like what's going on here in Morning Seder. And I don't want you to be spoiled, but you're a little bit spoiled. You come and every Morning Seder is knocking, it's on fire. And not by chance, not by accident, not by chance. We're learning the sugya of martyrdom. We're learning v'chai bohem. It says don't be a martyr. It says v'chai bohem. And then we're learning the sugi in the morning. It says accept the gimel chamuros. Accept the big three. The big three. You have to be martyr. Everything else v'chai bohem. Don't be a martyr. The big three. Be a martyr. So I want to teach. We learned in the morning. We're going to have a little morning Seder. Forgive me. I'm going to teach you a lumdus. But it's you have to know this lumdus. You can't learn the sugi without this lumdus. There's a Rav Elchanan. Elchanan Wasserman in Kovetz Ha'aretz. He says a pshat in the sugya. Rechonon Wasserman. This was before he martyred himself. This was before he was in a ghetto. And the Nazi took him with a gun to his head. And Rechonon sat with his Talmidim. And he said in the ghetto to all of his Talmidim, before the Nazi pulled the trigger, Yimach Shimon Vizichrom. And Rechonon said to his Talmidim, he said, close your eyes and have kavanos. We should be a korban. We should be a oila tamima. You should have pure kavanas without a mum. Your kavanas should be pure without a mum. And then the Nazi Yamach Shemo Vizichro Hashem Yimkum Domo, he pulled the trigger. So Rav Chanan writes before that episode, before he gave his life, He says in Kol Betzaharis, no way, says Rav Elchanan. No way. There's no such thing that three chamuros you give your life. No way, he says. V'chai bohem. We live, Jews live. V'chai on 610 and 613. It doesn't make a difference to 610 or Shvichas Damim or Gili Arayus or Avodah Zarah. On all 613, v'chai bohem, he says. Again, it's the Gemara. It's not what the Gemara says. Says Rav Elchanan, but there's a problem. The Gimel Chamuros, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do. But we don't die. Jews don't die. V'chai bohem, you don't die. But the Gimel Chamuros, you can't do. You can't do. Says Rav Elchanan, so like every other conflict you have two halachas, you can't do A, you can't do B, like the Gemara says, karka olam, shevi al tasa, you can't do either. V'chai b'hem, you have to live. A Jew lives, a Jew doesn't die. We don't believe in this martyr nonsense. A Jew lives. Gimel Chamuros, you're not allowed to do. Karka olam, shevi al tasa, you don't do. What the guy does, Hashem yimkum damo. What you do, you don't move. Shevi al tas. But by a Jew, we believe in v'chai b'hem. So you go back to the loophole. I want to teach you a loophole. I want to learn with you the loophole. Amar Bacha. Hischel Avram Tmiya. Avram had a kashya now. His arms lifted up. He got the butcher knife in his hand. He's doing besimcha shel mitzvah. Vayashkim Avram baboker. Woke up early in the morning. Went to mikvah. Ready to go. He's ready to do a mitzvah like a mitzvah. Klai Yisrael is going to eat from this mitzvah for generations and thousands of years. He has the butcher knife up in the air. And he's tamiya. He's a kasha. He says, Ein advarim ha'elu el advarim shotem. Hashem, what are you doing? Etmo amarta bi. Yesterday he told me. Yesterday he told me that this kid, this Yitzchak, is going to be my future. Chazarto, and then he went back on your word. V'amarto kafno has been. He told me shech the kid. V'achshavat omerli al tishoch yodcha el anar. What's going on? First, this kid's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. Then you tell me end the kid's life. Now you tell me don't end the kid's life. Omerli Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to him, "Keshamarti l'cho kach noz bincho." The loophole. When I told you take your kid, lo amarti shochtehu. I never told you to end his life. I never told you to draw blood. I never told you to shaft him. Elo v'ha'alehu. I told you to raise him up. The Targum Yonason says that the debate between Yitzhak and Yishmael is like this. Ani Yishmael, it's in Aramaic, we'll translate. Yishmael said, Ono zako yoser minoch. He said, Yitzchak, I'm much bigger than you. The ono is gazoris, the place of shnin. I is gazoris. Is gazoris means I got cut. I got cut when I was 13 years old. Havin moser nafshi le is gazoro. I'm willing to give my life to get cut. The aunt in you. Is Gazoris Bartimni Yoman? You got cut 8 days old. Lohav is Moser Nafshich. That's not real giving up. Mesiv Yitzchok V'Omar. Yitzchok responded to Yishmael. Listen carefully, says the Targum Yonason. And he says to him, Ha'ono Yomona today, I'm Bar Talsin V'Shev Shnin. I'm 36 years old. They were old guys. Yishmael was 50 years old at this episode. Yitzchok said, I'm 36 years old. Ve'ilu boi kut shebrichu lekulo evorai. If the Rabbeinu Shalom wants all my limbs, lohavis ma'akiv, I wouldn't stop him. Listen what the Medrash, what Targum Yonason quoted. He didn't say is gazoris. He didn't say draw blood. He didn't say cut. He said, if the kut shebrichu he wants all my limbs. I wouldn't stop him. I'm willing to give all my limbs. Hashem is telling Avram, Get that nonsense being spewed by that Pere Odom out of your mind. Don't be manipulated by the nonsense, by the twisted propaganda of that Pere Odom. The kid is obviously an Am HaDoyme L'Chamor, because all they have is their Chamor. All they have is their blood, their Choymer, of women and children over there. But we're not a nation of Chamor. We're a nation of Ha'alehu. Every limb I'm going to give. Every part of me I'm going to give. Every part, every detail, every inch of my soul I'm going to give. But not blood. Blood I'm not giving, and blood he doesn't want. He wants ha'aleihu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants kol atzmosai tonarnu. Hashem wants to raise his spirit. Don't deplete your spirit. Why are you going to spill blood? Avram, he says. Avram, you bought into this nonsense, this twisted, sick propaganda, that this is what it means with serious nefesh, that you want to slice your kid? I never told you to slice the kid. I never told you, Shachteyu, we don't draw blood. V'chai b'hem. This is a religion that we live. This is a religion that we believe in life. The twisted propaganda of this Pere Odom, Am Hadome L'Chamor, that told you, Shachteyu, stop listening to that Pere Odom. By us, it's Ha'alehu. You take, like we learned in Morning Seder, the Makar, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, b'chol nafshecha. It doesn't say b'chol gufecha. It doesn't say with all your body. You don't draw blood. This is not a religion of bodies. We serve Hashem. This is the source. We serve Hashem. B'chol nafshecha. We're a people of spirit. And spirit, you can't shecht. Spirit, you could only ha'alehu. The Rabbeinu Shlom is telling loud and clear this nonsense of Mesiris Nefesh, this twisted concept of martyrdom. Nobody ever said this. Nobody ever meant this. Nobody ever instructed this. This Pere Odom, this Am Hadome L'Chamor, who can't see what the world is, he'll never understand what it means Ruchnius, what it means Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This sick, twisted propaganda that he tells all of his people are people of martyrs because they have no reason to live. And a Rechanan who had to die at their hands. V'chai b'hem. We have every reason to live. But we live. V'ha'alehu l'oilo v'ni. That we raise our spirit. You want to be a martyr? After the Akedah, let the Malachim take you and lift you up to the base Medrash of Shmei Rabba. You go to a place that can lift your spirits. You go sit with the Chevra on the Shabbos, like David spoke the other morning, and different guys giving Chaburas. And you go to now, I heard they have Rav Shaiki Shtikluch offered on Thursday night, and Rav Berg last night. And you have Rav Shrier Fire. And each person in his own way, each guy, each Rebbe, connecting to each other. V'haleyu, Mesiris Nefesh. Let's be martyrs. Martyrs. Not Shachteyu. I never said Shachteyu. I said Ha'aleyu. That's Jewish martyrdom. Jewish martyrdom, you raise your spirit. You give your spirit. Like Avashu Weiss told us. You know how you fight back? They fight back with the most twisted, sick, idiotic concept of martyrdom. And we fight back with real martyrdom. V'ha'aleyu l'oilo b'ni. And there's a lot of people. Mr. Wogan came the other day and he said he wishes, and a lot of people wish, at this time now, there's next week trips coming from Teaneck, trips coming from Englewood, all different communities, rabbis, OU, different communities in America coming. And they're going to be running around doing beautiful, amazing, wonderful things. And Mr. Wogan said this morning, but one of the hardest things to do, it's the hardest thing to do, is to sit a whole day in Ha'aleihu. A whole day in Ha'aleihu. And to raise your spirit. Not to deplete your spirit. To raise your spirit constantly. Another chizuk. To lift somebody else's spirit. Another shir. To pay attention. To get involved. to concentrate in davening, to focus in davening, to work on davening, to struggle through davening, to push through davening, to mean davening, to have kavanah during davening. Ahaleyu, 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 v'chai bahem. And then you'll live. And then you'll be a martyr. And that's what he wants. So Bezus Hashem, we fight this war. And all the martyrs on the battlefront, they're not martyrs. They're not martyrs because they have funerals. They're not martyrs because they have funerals. They're martyrs because they went to the battlefront. And if you saw how they went to the battlefront, they went with a Kabbalah Shabbos. They went to the battlefront with Tehillim. They went to the battlefront with Tzitzis. Because every step that they take in that place, in that dark place, every step that they take is a step of Vahaleu. They raise the spirits. And every life that lives, every life that walks out of that place is a martyr by us. Is a martyr because he walked out Vahaleu. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. You go on a korban, you go as a korban on an altar, on a mizbeach. I just wanted Vahaleu. That's all I ever wanted. I just wanted to get up there. Get up on a mizbeach and dance with me. Get up on the mizbeach and let's dance. Let's sing a song. Let's dance. Let's learn together. Let's raise our spirits. Bezus Hashem. Yitzchak will tell you, Shmuel upstairs. Shmuel, what a sick, twisted kid you are. What a sick, twisted mind. You're telling your people to shed blood. What a sick, unfortunate soul you are. My people, we shed everything. We shed the whole body. Because the body's not relevant by us. By us, we raise the spirit. That's our martyrdom. Hashem should listen. Hashem should hear. Hashem should see. His martyrs. Klal Yisrael, his martyrs. That we continue. Va'aleh. Have a good Shabbos.